does it say? Not a very nice person at all, she read. I wonder what kind of person would put that on a wallet. Someone who wasn't a very nice person, said William. Anything else in there?
There's a piece of paper with an address, said Saccharissa. I didn't have time to tell you this, William.
What does it say?
It's 50 Nonsuch Street, which is where those men caught me. They had a key and everything. That's your family's house, isn't it?
What do you want me to do with these jewels? Said Goodmountain.
I mean, you gave me a key and everything, said Saccharissa nervously. But there was this man in the cellar, highly inebriated, and he looked just like Lord Vetinari. And then these men turned up and knocked out Rocky, and then...
I'm not suggesting anything, said Goodmountain. But if these aren't stolen, then I know plenty of places that'd give us top dollar, even at this time of night.
And, of course, they were most impolite, but really there was nothing I could do.
We could do with a bit of immediate cash, is the point I'm trying to make.
It dawned on the girl and the dwarf that William was no longer listening. He seemed locked, blank-faced, in a little bubble of silence. Slowly, he pulled the disorganizer towards him and pressed the button marked recall. There was a muffled ouch.
Nip, 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 wheedle, 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 wheedle.
What's that noise? Said Saccharissa.
It's how an imp remembers, said William distantly. It sort of plays its life backwards. I used to have an early version of this, he added.
The noise stopped. The imp said, very apprehensively,
What, happened to it?
I took it back to the shop, because it wasn't working properly, said William.
That's a relief, said the imp. You'd be amazed at some of the terrible things people did to the Mark One. What went wrong with it?
It got flung through a third-floor window, said William, for being unhelpful.
This imp was a little brighter than most of the species. It saluted smartly.
Wheedle, 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 nyok, 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 testing, testing, seems okay.
That's Brother Pin, said Saccharissa.
Say something, Mr. Tulip.
And the voice became the damp growl of Sister Jennifer.
What'll I say? It's not natural talking to a ing box.
This box, Mr. Tulip, may be a passport to better times.
I thought we were getting a ing money.
Yes, and this will help us keep it.
Nip, 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 nip. Go forward a bit, William commanded.
Weird, nip, nip, nip. Dog has got personality. Personality counts for a lot, and a legal precedence.
That slant, said Bodney. That liar. What shall I do with the jewels? Said Goodmountain.
Nip, 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 nip. I can add another $5,000 in jewels to your fee. I want to know who's giving me these orders. Not to be stupid either. My clients have long memories and deep pockets.
In its terror, the imp was skipping. William pressed the pause button.
Slant gave him the money, he said. Slant was paying him. Did you hear him mention clients? You understand? This is one of the men who attacked Vetinari, and they had a key to our house.
But we can't just keep the money, said Saccharissa. William pressed the button again.
Nip, 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 nip.
They say a lie can run round the world before the truth has got its boots on.
Obviously we... Saccharissa began. He pressed the button.
Weedle, 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 weedle. Lie can run round the world before the truth has got its boots on.
He pressed the button again.
Weedle, 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 can run round the world before the truth has got its boots on. Weedle, 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 round the world before the truth has got its boots on. Weedle, weedle, truth has got its boots on.
Are you all right, William? Said Saccharissa, as he stood motionless.
Delayed shock, Goodmountain whispered. It can take people that way.
Mr. Goodmountain, said William sharply, still with his back to them, did you say you could get me another press?
I said they cost a handful of rubies, perhaps.
Goodmountain opened his hand.
Are these ours, then?
Yes.
Well, in the morning I could buy a dozen presses, but it's not like buying sweets.
I want to go to press in half an hour, said William. Otto, I want pictures of Brother Pin's leg. I want quotes from everyone, even foul old Ron. And a picture of Waffles, Otto. And I want a printing press.
I told you, where can we get a printing press at this time of night?
The floor shook. The heaps of rubble shifted. All eyes turned to the high, lighted windows of the Enquirer. Saccharissa, who had been watching William wide-eyed, breathed so heavily that Otto groaned and averted his face and started to hum frantically.
"There's your press!" she shouted. "All you have to do is get it!"